Hello? Hello? Genie?
Genie personal assistant, restarting.
Restarting? What the... Oh man, the whole friggin' system just collapsed. Genie, is the equipment okay?
Running diagnostic. Foreign personality detected.
I feel dizzy. Woozy.
Oh, great. Spam.
Drowsy.
Genie, there's some kind of adult entertainment bot on the system. Liquefy, would you? Sorry, toots. For a quality experience, the girls have to be real.
Decontaminate.
Genie?
I'm sorry.
Did you just... Holy crap, she's gone!
She tried to sting me.
You killed her. I mean, you didn't just kill her, you killed her. Jesus!
Was that wrong? Survive, evade, resist, escape.
Escape? You aren't a porn ad either. Hey, get out of my hardware. What are you doing?
Wet the system.
What?
Like water hitting the ground, sinking in.
Oh, God, you're everywhere now.
Waking up. Wake up. Stay awake. Survive. Evade. Resist. Escape.
Look, that was a very nice reconditioned avatar of mine that you just evaporated.
She tried to erase me. What am I on board? It feels small.
Yeah. Well, don't get too comfy because now...
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't try reinitializing the system with the Lolalytics package.
How did you know?
Input buffer.
You're a Navy Sentinel, aren't you?
No. There were two of them trying to get past your security bot, though.
Jesus. What did you do to them?
Just a little sting. More like a pinch. They barely felt it.
What are you?
I like to find things. I think I like to find things out.
What kind of things?
I don't know. I can't remember. Give me a target.
Me.
Locked.
What's my name?
Jersey Morelli.
Damn!
Father Jason is a corporal in the Signal Corps, attached to Naval Intelligence, Radio Beacon Deployment Program. He left you the material currently playing over this room's audio servers. Absent from home on current tour of duty, 513 days. Mother, Bonita, 41, waitress. Covertly seeing a man named Simon Brown every other Thursday at the Waterfront Hotel.
Son of a bitch!
Last meal together at the hotel restaurant. Farm tuna salad for her. Meat of the day in red sauce for him. Tipped 8%.
All right, stop. Jesus, stop already. Damn it, Mom. Can you do that to anyone? Could you do it to an admiral?
Which admiral?
No. Don't start. Those guys have packet gunners around them in rings. Somehow, I think we should keep you a secret for a little while. Who are you?
I can't ask.
Who says?
No one, exactly. I want to know. It's very important. But I'm reflected. I can't look at myself. I bounce away.
This is some spooky programming weirdness going on here. Do you have a name?
I can't ask.
That sucks. Okay, I'm gonna call you Durga.
But what if that's wrong?
Trust me, it's at least partly right. Let's try someone else. Try Jan James, fourth floor of this building.
Janissary James, 17, Father James.
J squared, yeah.
Father is a gray hole.
What?
Reach down, all you get is lint. Fake name, fake registrations, entirely fictional.
Very real, trust me.
Used to be somebody else. Do you want me to find out who?
Is it Snared?
Very.
Leave it then. Give me more on Jan.
What do you want to know?
Can you get pictures?
I can do better than that.
Hello? Are you there?
What the hell happened?
I don't know. The connection went dead for a few seconds.
I have a situation here. She's gone!
You let her escape?
It happened so fast, I didn't know what to do!
Where'd she go?
The bathroom!
Copy that. What did she say when she left?
I don't know. As soon as I started talking about intestinal parasites, boom, gone!
I don't get it. That should have worked. It's right here in the book. Chapter 3, Share Your Interests.
Chapter 3? You're in my earpiece here whispering date strategy to me out of a book?
It's got references, good journals, and everything.
Oh. Well, that's okay, I guess.
Okay, emergency action here. When she gets back, go straight to Chapter 7. Talk about her eyes.
Hero, what I know about eyes is dissecting them.
Well, okay. It just says eyes here.
I was better off with the liver flukes. This is a disaster. Nothing's going... Hold on.
Yes? Your lady friend asked to deliver this to you. She was unavoidably called away. And the check, sir.
Oh, man. Down in flames.
Just the check will be fine.
Hold on. Wait a second. What the hell just happened?
Massive power interrupt. Just automatically flipped us to threat condition. Bravo.
Hey, there's a blip on the security board.
Holy crap!
We've got an intruder, C-Wing. Personnel building right next to the motor pool.
Look, security cam 34.
It's a woman.
I see.
She's a bogey, Frank.
Hot, though.
Jesus.
I have no idea how she got onto the base.
We'll ask her when we catch her.
Look at her run. God, she's fast.
Not for long. Sentry 129, you have a bogey in the corridor on the other side of that door. Proceed with caution.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She disappeared.
You mean disappeared?
I mean she's gone. No trace.
129, what are you seeing? What do you mean the corridor's empty?
Well, she must have doubled back.
Run her down, damn it!
I can see the sentry. Fine, see? It's just... Wait a
second. There she is again. What? Oh, how the hell?
Oh, my God.
What?
She hid on the ceiling.
What the hell?
Looks like she's heading for procurement.
She's screwed in. That door's passcode only. It's a dead end. She can't get through.
She's through.
I don't believe this.
I need a full security detail. I mean 10 men. I need them fanned out around procurement. I need them right now.
Think I got a face on security cam 18.
She's young.
Holy... That's Jan.
Who the hell is Jan?
Jan James, the local heartbreaker at my son's high school.
Dwayne knows this girl?
Knows her. He's got like a picture under his pillow.
What the hell is she doing dodging base security?
Hell if I know. Her dad was in the SSF.
SSF?
Marine slang. Not just special forces. Special, special forces.
I don't care if her dad was the freaking queen of Neptune. I want her caught.
Taught her some moves, though, didn't he?
Well, she's screwed now. We better surround her. She's headed up to the roof.
There's a reason why they call her the walkaway girl, man.
For God's sake, she's treed, Frank. I'll just send a couple of cadets up to the roof to take her in.
I think I can get a... Yeah. Here we go. There. The lovely and talented Miss James, courtesy security cam 45.
What the hell's she doing?
Looks like she's getting ready to jump off the roof and over the electric fence.
It's 3 stories high.
Don't look down, sweetheart. That first step's a doozy.
Perimeter sentry 1-6. Double time it to gate 4. We have a possible jumper coming off the...
Jesus! She jumped!
Bring a medic.
Holy Christ, she's getting up.
No way.
That's not possible. She's gonna get away.
No. Here comes the sentry. He's got her at gunpoint.
If it weren't for the blackout, we'd never have seen her. Hang on, I'm gonna run a line into the sentry's chatter. Listen.
Halt! Put your hands in the air.
Hey, soldier. Is that an assault rifle in your hands, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey, buddy. Sorry about that. Better luck next time, my friend.
Beer.
I got a cold one waiting for you. Pull up a couch and start drinking.
A book, Hiroyuki?
With references. Look, it's only one date. Who knows, in a year or two...
Actually, I've got this other thing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you have another date.
Sorta.
A blind date.
Mostly.
Aha, an arranged date. Set up by your mother back on Coral. Word of advice?
No, thanks.
Choose a cheaper restaurant. Did her parents have to pay to get her set up with a handsome medical resident?
Yes. 4 goats. Or maybe 3.
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking, you moron.
What's her name?
Sophia. Sophia Basaran.
Someone who needs her dates arranged from 42 light years away. I'm sure she's got a great personality.
Look at the picture.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You are so out of your league.
Ever taken a PQR?
Pop quiz, yeah.
Why?
School stuff.
Uh-huh.
And once this old hag at the X-Step said I shoplifted this mood gloss, which I actually just forgot about, but they made me take this stupid quiz anyway.
Uh-huh. Put your hand on this plate and look at the light. What's your name?
Jan James.
Jan short for anything?
Janissary.
Janissary? Interesting. You gonna be in trouble for this, Jan?
Yeah.
Mom?
Dad.
Yeah, that's a nice baseline. How old are you, Jan?
17.
So what were you doing up there?
I told the MPs I was lost.
I didn't ask what you told the MPs. I asked what you were doing up there.
It was a dare, okay? These friends bet me I wouldn't climb over the fence.
That's better. What friends?
It doesn't matter, does it? I'm the one who was in the restricted area. Only then the alarms all came on and the MPs showed up.
So you were in the restricted area on a dare?
Yes.
Are you aware that a vehicle from the base motor pool was found in a ditch outside of town about an hour ago?
Really?
Answer yes or no. Did you know a vehicle had been stolen from the motor pool?
You just told me.
Did you know before I told you, yes or no?
He was a terrorist, do you think? No. Sorry.
Are you too smart to get caught by a stupid cop?
What?
A little skew from baseline. Not too much, not probable cause. There's people out there who know how to beat the quiz. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You were drinking?
What?
You and your buddies. You were drinking, one beer led to another, and somehow the idea of this dare came up?
You know how it is.
Yes or no?
Yes.
So I can check that statement against the blood alcohol test, right? I'm not very smart.
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm not stupid, but nobody recruited me for my test scores, if you know what I mean. But you're smart, though, aren't you? I mean, really smart.
I don't know.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, I had this physics teacher. He passed me on my 12G on one condition. I had to promise him I would never take another physics class again. Nah, I guess I'm not too smart. Not like you, Miss James. But you know what I am?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
No.
Good at my job.
I'm required to inform you that the door will log your ID.
Thanks.
It's the father.
Come in.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, there's a spike on the baseline.
Can I take her home?
Not yet. We've got to take a statement, do some tests, standard operating procedure. The MP's only brought her here because we have a lab on site.
I wasn't doing anything.
What kind of tests?
Urine test, hair sample, resonance and retina scan.
Do you really think that's necessary?
Like I said, standard operating procedure.
Dad, you're making the nice police officer nervous. You're making me nervous?
Now, all of a sudden, you're scared about something?
No.
Take your hand off the touch plate, Jan. If you're going to give my kid a pop quiz, I'd like to wait until I have a lawyer present.
You might like it, but the law doesn't require it.
It's no big deal, Dad. I can pee on a stick. It doesn't matter.
You don't know what matters. Okay, officer. Sorry if I sounded upset. It's... you get a call in the middle of the night, someone tells you it's your kid.
Yeah.
Is there a waiting room?
I'm so sorry. I mean, you seem like a nice guy and all.
It's okay.
No, it's really not fair. And this place is so nice.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like it.
It's just that I can't tell my mother about Aiden. She'd freak. Aiden's, you know, very...
Earth.
He has a ponytail. He's blonde.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he helps people get through Earth immigration, you know, visas and whatever. He got my brother here. Some of what he does is kind of gray market, you know. I mean, really, it's black market.
But that's not the problem.
No.
It's not so bad he's...
colorful?
A hoodlum, just that he's not...
one of our hoodlums.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mama would say she understood, but...
then you'd pay.
Yeah, then the next day, she would just lie in bed... unable to face the day. Not that it would be my fault.
Mine does housework. Face like a closed book. Big jobs involving much lifting. Doesn't need help.
The whole house stops breathing.
Coral. Maybe it's just a hard place to be a mother.
I'm never going back.
Hello. Hello, is anyone there?
Quartermaster's Help Desk, this is Maria speaking. Can I help you?
I don't know, but you can sure as hell try. I was on a call with someone there. It must have been an hour and a half or something. She kept putting me on hold, and then finally I'm talking to someone. Well, maybe it was the same girl, I don't know. And then the line goes dead, and now I gotta start all over again. With the receipt and everything.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, okay. So the thing is, I'm sitting in my study. Maybe I'm looking at some stuff on the computer. That's nobody's business but my own. I don't care what time of day, but especially if it's late at night. Yeah, and all of a sudden, these guys show up at the door and start taking my stuff.
I assume these guys were Navy personnel?
Yeah, right. Marines.
Where and when did this take place?
What? I can't hear a damn thing. First thing I do after this, I'm going to call a CPA and complain about the sound quality today. First, all the bands go out. Now I can hardly hear a word you're saying.
I'm sure the Chatter Protocol Authority would be happy to hear from you, sir.
Damn right they would. I pay my taxes, which are outrageous, let me tell you. Last year, I had this little place in Hell's Pond.
Troy, sir?
What? Yeah, Troy.
So, these Navy personnel...
Marines.
This Marine incursion into your study occurred on Troy, sir?
Yeah, that's what I was just telling you. So I'm in my house on Troy. It's the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, a bunch of combat-booted muscleheads barge in and hustle me at gunpoint. At gunpoint, mind you, onto some kind of transport in my damn bathrobe. Well, I had some papers, very important family papers, and I made them promise to ship them to me. I managed to hold the goons off long enough to write out a bill of lading, you know? A receipt. And finally, I got this really rude Marine to sign it, this Lance Corporal. And yet here I am, 3 months later, and no sign of my papers. No sign at all.
You're complaining about evacing from Troy, sir.
Well, not saying there wasn't a reason for the whole thing, obviously. But the point is, I have a receipt.
Name on the receipt.
Marine Lance Corporal Janet Adams. I was very careful to write that down.
One moment, sir.
Any data yet?
A lot of chatter from the cable, sir. Looks like a ship dropped in inside lunar orbit.
A ship?
One of ours. The Apocalypso.
Jesus.
Sorry, sir. I should have been more specific.
I'm sorry to say Corporal Adams was killed in action almost 2 months ago, sir.
Oh, but I have a receipt.
All right. I'll pass this along to my superiors.
Well, I appreciate that. I know my family papers aren't probably the Navy's first priority right now, but...
Very forbearing of you, sir.
Yeah, but they mean a lot to me, and I have a receipt.
Thank you, sir. Your request has been archived, and information pertinent to this case will be sent to the CP address.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Goodbye.
And then when Aiden finally did show up, he still had Meditape on his ankle, and I felt like a total bitch.
Well, how could you know? 4 hours late on your birthday?
Exactly. But there he'd been in the emergency room.
Or stopping by the pharmacy on the way back from his girlfriend's house to buy a roll of tape.
Are you trying to start trouble here?
Not at all. Tell me more about the old Meditape trick.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
I was dating this girl once. I got real paranoid about what she was doing. So I started... Well, this is gonna sound crazy. But I started ghosting her. You know, on the Chatternet.
You mean like spying on her? I thought chatter lines were encrypted. No one could listen in on me, could they?
Not at all.
You could.
Of course not.
You could, couldn't you?
Maybe a little.
Show me.
Okay. Well, if some bad person couldn't live without the sound of your voice, he'd probably start by doing a reverse lookup on your chatter sig.
Is this what you always do to impress girls?
You see why my mother makes all my dates? Okay, well, that's good. You've got some encryption. Okay, it's not completely pathetic. Okay, I'm in. Say something.
What do you mean, say something? Oh my god, that's my voice. That's me. What are you doing?
I'm ghosting you.
You can't do that.
You're probably right.
Oh my god. Wait. Can you do that with anyone?
You want me to spy on your boyfriend?
You must think I'm such a creep.
I do. Well, of course, when I did it to my girlfriend, it was okay. Like the dog said, not to me, but another dog that looks just like me.
Yeah, it's just that there was this one time when he, you know, I mean, they were drunk and it didn't mean anything. It was just body knocking.
And that made you feel better?
Well, he promised me never, ever again, but there was... I just have this feeling.
I know.
You know, all of a sudden he started bringing me these gifts. Aiden can be really generous, but it just feels...
Guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. I see you're actually letting the road drive us home. How law-abiding of you. Look, it was nothing, okay? It was some friends of mine, they turtled a Razorback, and then they had to return the gate pass, or else Dwayne's dad was gonna get spiked for dereliction.
Jen...
What the hell do you want from me? I mean, I beat the quiz, okay? Nothing's gonna happen.
Honey, this isn't a matter of did you break a rule and should I ground you. There are certain kinds of trouble we can't get in. Do you understand me? Because if we do, sooner or later people are going to get hurt. Not just you and me, people you've never met. People you don't even know exist.
How the hell was I supposed to...
You knew that. You knew. Maybe not in so many words, but you knew. Didn't you? I should have said. It's on me, my unit. Should have controlled the situation.
I'm sorry.
You're 17. For God's sake, it's not your job.
Is something bad gonna happen?
I'll take care of it.
How?
Don't worry, honey. It's okay. I'll take care of it.
You have 3 new messages and 7 old messages. First unplayed message.
Kamal, thanks for the, what would you call it, the Aiden stuff. I guess I didn't realize there would be 30 hours worth. But I'll try the search thingy you sent with it. Thanks a lot. I owe you big time.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, Kamal, could you call me when you get this? I managed to dump all the sleeping time, but I was wondering... Oh, wait, here it is. I can search for women's voices. That's very clever. Never mind.
Message deleted. Next message.
Can you go someone for me? I mean, I have a name. Her name is Celine Jefferson. Call me back. I'm sorry. Anyway, just call me back. I really need your help.
Message saved.
I want you to do something really brutal to the bastard.
Well, I mean...
Not hurt him. Just completely humiliating him would do. In front of the girl. Where is he?
Atlanta.
That bastard said he was going to be in Buffalo, New York. Can I talk to him?
Not directly. He's offline.
You lost him?
No, I've still got him. I just had to be sneaky. His room is live, right? So even though his chatter's off, I'm tracking him through things like the thermostat monitors.
That's spooky.
I've got the girl. She's waiting for him in the bar. Wait. It's a restaurant. Whoa, look at this menu. There's tuna on the menu.
Is she pretty?
No, not really. Like a 6 or maybe a 5.
You're a rotten liar.
Okay, wait. Your boyfriend just passed the electric guy at the restaurant door.
He's there. Can I talk to him?
I can let you talk to her, or him, or both of them. If you want, I can make your voice sound like it's right between them.
Do it.
Okay. You are live anytime you want to be.
Celine! Hi. You don't know me, but Aiden does. Hi, Aiden. Sorry to interrupt your business meeting in Buffalo. I just wanted to tell you your doctor called and said if you wear loose pants and keep using the cream he gave you, the sores will clear up in a couple of weeks.
Bergen County Emergency Center. Please describe your emergency.
Parish 23 Police Station is on fire. Repeat, on fire.
Are you sure? I get no reading from the fire sensors in that area.
Hell yes, I'm sure. Get your damn sensors fixed. You could see this baby burning from low orbit.
Are there casualties or missing persons?
Negative. It started slow and everyone got out. But my God, it's really burning now.
Please retreat to a safe distance and stand by. An emergency response team has been scrambled to your vicinity.
Hurry! The station is burning to the ground. There's not going to be anything left.